Blog Talk Radio.
Savior, but you are Master, because you saved us for yourself and for the glory of God. We thank you, Lord, that when it's Jesus who sets us free, then we're really free, free indeed. Not free to do what we want, for that's tyranny, but free to do that which pleases you. So, Lord, today we bring before you those who are amongst our number who are needing you in a special way, whether it's financial or health, physical or mental. They need you to teach them discipline, the ways of God. Fact is, we all need you. We all need you desperately. For without you, we're nothing. Without you, we're lost. But with you is redemption and fullness of life. May we have enough sense, enough grace, enough guts to walk your way. Give us very single and narrow vision, Lord, that the only thing that's in our line of sight is Jesus. And that we will get in step with Him. Lord, we give you the praise and the glory in the name of Jesus, that you will guide us and direct us. Not so that we can do stuff for you, but so that you can accomplish your will in and through us. And to you give the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's look at the Word of God. We'll throw the announcements in it when we finish up. Okay, Matthew 12. You know, we're still doing the passage there in Luke where we are told that as Jesus preached there in Nazareth that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted. He sent me to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Now in Matthew, a very similar passage, Jesus is quoting from the prophet Isaiah, Matthew 12 and at verse 15. It says, and Jesus, perceiving, withdrew from there, and many followed him. And he healed them all, and charged them that they should not make him known, that it might be fulfilled that which was spoken through Isaiah the prophet, saying, behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my soul is well pleased, I will put my spirit upon him. And he shall declare judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not strive nor cry aloud, neither shall any hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he shall not break, and smoking flax he shall not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory, and in his name shall the Gentiles hope. We're going to look at another passage in just a moment, but let's start with this. Here we see, as in Capernaum, Jesus understood the scripture and gave it to them, and they understood that he spoke concerning himself being the fulfillment. And now here we see Jesus acting out another of those prophecies concerning himself. Also from Isaiah, and where we are again reminded, one, that he was anointed with the Spirit from his Father. And here we see that he lived out that life pleasing to his Father. And wherever, read the Gospels, and you'll see wherever there was the slightest hope of recovery, Jesus tends to the situation. But he does it, as the book of Romans says, with kindness and severity. Now, in our natural heads, that doesn't seem to equate. Kindness and severity. But we also read in Romans that it's the kindness of God and it's the severity of God that leads to repentance. Okay, so here we're talking about a reed and about a smoldering wick. A reed isn't that important, is it? There are zillions of reeds. I mean, you walk along riverbank, reeds all over the place. You know, why would you be interested in one? And especially if that one is bent. If that one is bent, why would you really pay attention to that one? I mean, there's a lot of good ones. Why bother with that one that's a little bent? And yet, Jesus offers liberty to that bruised reed. And then, what about a smoldering wick? It's not of much value either. Snuff it out and get rid of the smoke. Simple procedure, but not Jesus. He does whatever it takes to get it ablaze again, that light may once again radiate. So no wonder we have the affirmation at the end of this scripture that in him will the Gentiles hope. One who cares about a bruised reed. One who cares about a smoldering wick. In him will the Gentiles hope. In his name shall the Gentiles hope. And we need...